Hi, everybody. Well, we're on station two tonight. It's Friday. The day today is May 20th, 2016. And as usual, we'll clear the date for today. So let's release those energies and those numbers from people. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's release from you maybe an incident or situation that you are dealing with. So releasing that now. Use the word stronger to release it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. Bring peace energy into your room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good. So we'll put our co-host on. Anne, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and welcome, everyone listening. You're listening to Ron Ametron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a website you'll want to check out after the show tonight. It's creationlightship.com. And we will have some wonderful information and some clearings and healings for you tonight. Ron has two special calls coming up. One is tomorrow at 10 a.m. and one is the following Saturday at 10 a.m. But I'll wait until a little further into the show to give all the details about those. So maybe you want to, if you're interested, grab a pen or and a piece of paper, and we'll talk about that a little further on in the show. Ron, I was wondering if you would mind clearing us of the planet Venus, as that is the planet that rules Friday.
Sure. So here we go. Disconnecting Venus from everybody. This will be during the show anyway, so I can't say it won't reconnect after, but during the show here, you should have some relief. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. And this morning, for myself anyway, I woke up, I don't know, maybe at 2:30 in the morning. I had a couple hours of sleep or something, and just was kind of wide awake and didn't know really what to think about that. So I watched TV for a couple of hours, some, you know, gone onto YouTube and watched some of the, you know, rock videos that I like, you know. So, anyway, so from there, it's, you know, 60s and 70s stuff. And then all of a sudden I felt, I don't know, I'm guessing maybe 6 o'clock, something like that, 6 to 8, my time, Pacific time. I realized that the Earth was about 5 degrees out, so I put that back in place, and that seemed to help out quite a bit. And today I've been very tired, and yesterday I was sort of tired also. You know, you do stuff, and you know, you just don't know why you're tired. So anyway, so I had two tired days, and it felt like they were trying to like take me out of the planet or something, or disconnect me from it or something like that. I don't know what to say, but anyway, everything seems to be fixed now. So I'd be interested to know if anybody else sort of felt a little tired or felt, you know, strange. So if it was at, say, you know, 6 in the morning, you know, that would be 9 in the morning Eastern time. So it could be, you know, after that. I just can't recall. Today's been a really long day, slow day, tiring day, and I haven't really, you know, did that much physical stuff. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Okay, well, yep. We appreciate you doing that for us, Ron, keeping us all a little safer here on this planet. And I was wondering, I wanted to tell people about the fact that you have a wonderful healing called the Planet Star Cording Removal. And it clears one from planets, stars, moons, asteroids, comets, vortexes, stargates, and portals. And in our discussions, you have said, Ron, that we can add the sun and suns into that, even though it's not listed. And then the steps for it are, there are five: physical body cording disconnection, cording to mind disconnection, cording to emotional body disconnection, cording to spirit body disconnection, and finally, spirit integration. So just hearing that list, I feel, illustrates how much the planets can do to us, because we need to be connected from them physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. That shows that it's pretty heavy. I saw something on the news, Ron, that the planet Mars is coming closer to us. And I was wondering if you could disconnect us from that as well.
Okay, so here we go. Releasing those energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go.
Oh, back to you. Can we do one more? A listener wrote in to say there's a full moon tonight.
Okay.
Can you disconnect us from the moon?
Yeah, that could be probably part of the problems, too, that's happening here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okie doke.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. It's interesting. Someone just sent in a question, and it's the same theme. It's very similar to another question. Somebody is feeling an emotional attachment to a person and like an attraction, and they can't stop thinking about this person, and they don't feel that in a general, larger way, it's a good relationship. And then somebody else wrote in just now, let me go back to that one, that what do you do when somebody abuses you verbally for something they think you did and then says they love you? What kind of clearing do you need to do to stop feeling terrible every time you think about it? So they're kind of the same situation, like a deeply emotional connection to another person. So can you talk about that a little, Ron, and how we could clear that for ourselves?
Yeah. Well, you might look at it as a psychic attack energy. So either the person's thinking of you a lot, and then you're, you know, connecting to them, and then wondering why you're doing that. So I would say it's more like a psychic attack, you know, dark side practitioner or something like that. Or there's somebody else involved. I don't know if an emotional clearing would actually, you know, help that. You know, it would help you momentarily, maybe. But I think it's more on, you know, the, like a dark side practitioner, because in order for you to get the person's thoughts to connect to you, that's how it's starting out first. It could be energetic cording, so you may want to do that also. Energetic cording and, you know, either the dark side practitioner or the curse of sex or spell clearing. That's what I would suggest doing.
I think that's sounds like a great suggestion, Ron, because it sounds like courting to me. And you have talked a lot about that in the past. And it's a rough situation to be in, so I hope that's helpful for people. Okay. The other day, you and Michelle, I believe, had a long discussion about water charging. And somebody has a question: when you charge water, is that good for the whole family?
No, it's only good for the person that's charging it. because each the charging is specific for you. That's a very good question. But, yeah, it's only designed for you, the one that has the name when you purchase the clearing there. So it's going to be working with you with the different energies in your body.
Right. Okay, so someone wrote in about the planetary clearings that we just did. Apparently there are two full moons in 1 month, and one is, well, I won't say it because one time, I know you said just don't even mention it, a special moon. Should we timeline crash all three of those? And then they're asking, now that the aliens who have left the planet and this new change of guard, do you think we'll be less influenced by the planets?
I have no clue. Don't know.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to just mention about the call tomorrow now. Ron is doing an alien android hardware removal call tomorrow. It's the second time. I can tell you from being on the first one, it's very powerful. The charge is $30, and you pay for that by going to Ron's website and clicking the donation key, and it brings you to PayPal, and then you pay the $30 and send your receipt to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And then Ron will send you a phone number and a PIN code that you need to get on the call. And again, that's 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, May 21st, and it will be until about 12:30. It's about 2.5 hours. So, Ron, I believe you sent out the numbers to all the people who you received their receipts so far, but you're welcome to still sign up for the call right up until the call starts tomorrow even. So he sent out a lot of numbers to people. Someone did just send an email here, Ron, that they didn't receive the number yet, so I forwarded it to you. But I think for the most part, people have gotten them. So if you sent your receipt to Ron already, but you didn't get the number, send it again. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about the call tomorrow, Ron?
No, I'm just sure it'll be interesting. That's all I can say.
Right. Somebody wrote in, to the person having the courting issue, they suggest a soul family disconnection or the whole life relationship clearing, past, present, and future. I guess they're saying the relationships we were talking about are not necessarily romantic. So could you talk about that a little more? I think that's true. I think one person was writing in about something that was a romantic relationship and the other person probably wasn't. Are the relationships different, Ron, or can they be?
I don't know on that one. You know, if are they saying that somebody's thinking about them and they don't want to be in a relationship? I don't get it. But if you're getting information or thinking of somebody's coming to you to give you energy or to think about something and you don't want to do that, then it's a psychic attack energy. So that's what I would do with those two clearings. Just get in there and do that. Hopefully that's helpful.
Right.
Because you are getting energy from being sent to you if you're thinking of somebody and you don't want to think about them. Remember, your mind should be quiet. And when you're quiet, then nothing comes to you. But if you're getting stuff sent to you and all of a sudden you start thinking about something, that's just a very good indication that, hey, you better wake up and see what's happening, because why are you getting that thought and who's giving it to you? So that's what I would say is just, know that, everything that you have, you know, your mind should be quiet. Where if something that happens to you will actually be coming to you from, you know, somebody doing an attack on you. That's how I would look at it. You know, just very simply, that's what it would probably be. And it could be a relative of the person wanting you to get together with them or something, too. Or your friends may want you to be with that person. So it's still the same thing. It's still psychic attack energy. Back to you, Ann.
Right. And I would say for the person that said they were verbally abused, I'd put all those words in the natal barcode that the person said, because I've had a lot of success with that for myself, and even in the alien keyword intercept. And a long time ago, I remember, Ron, you said, in our case, you're talking mostly about someone courting us, but we don't want to court people. And one suggestion you've made is not to picture people when you, if you do think about them, try not to picture what they look like. And that'll help you to not be a courter. Okay, someone wrote in, I feel I'm heavily courted by the planets. They've done timeline crashes and the planet and star clearing and the natal barcode. Would the Tuesday courting call be helpful for this, to clear courting from planets, Ron?
Normally that's for people. That's what I designed that the call for, is for people. Do the one on the website, the one with the planet, star, vortex one.
Okay. Okay, and a couple of people wrote in to say, I think they did feel the planet being out of alignment. When I look back today, between 12 and 1 Eastern time, I felt like I was walking through very heavy air around me, making me feel tired and lazy as I walked around a department store, and then I was fine later in the day. So they felt the tiredness too, like you did. Someone else wrote in, 2 nights ago I felt a loud impact at 2 a.m. Could it have been an underground war going on? It shook my home and foundation.
Yeah, very possible.
It could have been. You're kind of staying a little bit away from all the ruckus and the fray, right, Ron, of what's going on with the special forces and the fighting the aliens?
Yeah, I'm out there doing stuff, but I'm not really, I don't want to bring it into this reality of what I'm doing.
Great.
That's just something that I really got to know about or something, but I know everybody's very active.
Right. So here's a really great question. Since we're trying to clear ourselves off of timelines, if we are in the special forces, is that putting us on timelines? Could that be detrimental to us while we're fighting the aliens, or are we protected? So should we be timeline crashing online for our adventures and the battles, et cetera, that happen while we're enlisted?
No, I don't think I would. Boy, that's a really good question. I would not timeline crash your battles, okay? Because it's already being taken care of for you.
Okay.
So just be here like you would normally in the now. Don't worry about it. And like I said, if it gets a little too heavy for you, maybe you woke up with, your shoulder kind of hurt or something, and you go, I really don't like being out there that much now. You can always request that you want to be doing less, or maybe even nothing at all. Like I said, what's happening now is not a cakewalk. The other enlistments that we had, a couple of years ago was much easier than this one here. But now it's a lot more complicated, and there's a lot going on continuously. So, and you'll probably start seeing things happening, maybe physically here, maybe in the next, I'll just say the next 6 months, you may start to see things changing with what's happening as you're out there, you know, defending the planet, what you're actually doing, and not allowing aliens to come in here. So you're going to be seeing shifting and energies changing from what you're doing out there. And you may even recognize something. You know, something might be said on the news. Something happened. You go, yeah, I remember that happening, you know. I was there, you know. So that's a rewarding thing that people do sometimes get information about what's going on. And you don't really have to even be psychic to get that. It'll just come to you. And, you know, you may start hearing things, like I said, about what could be going on here physically. And you may start to tie or connect dots together, you know. Anyway, that's what's happening. So for myself, I'm not out there, you know, taking notes and bringing them here. Just too much. If something does happen where it's a little out of the ordinary or something, then, you know, I'll definitely mention it. But, you know, at this point, I'm not taking notes. So back to you.
Well, yeah, we understand that, Ron, so that's okay. We know you'll tell us what we need to know. I just wanted to remind everybody, because you even said you had trouble sleeping, that last week you suggested that we command before we go to sleep that time be stopped for us. And that's probably really helpful for our bodies here, right, our bodies and spirits that are not in the fighting, but we're here and we're wanting to be in bed. I have found great success with that. I feel like I'm sleeping a little bit better. And I wonder if anyone else has been trying that, because I'd love to hear from people if they did. Is there anything else you want to say to us about that, Ron?
Well, I have heard of people, you know, to get better sleep, we'll say, they do timeline crashes. So they're not being taken out of their body. I don't know how to exactly, you know, phrase that on the clearing, but normally the timeline crashes are sort of after the fact, you know, about something going on. You know, if you felt something disturbing in the daytime, you know, and now you're going to bed, and that, you know, what you saw on TV or heard or read about, you know, you're taking it to bed with you, well, you could be put onto that timeline. So right away, you know, you want to crash that before you go to sleep and put your computer up. I've had people say they do the 12 source energies. They'll run that at night. Also, you know, they may want to do, you know, the magnetic twisted body clearing, and that one is pretty, it takes a long time because you got to click on it, and I'm trying to get that resolved here. I'll be talking with the webmaster hopefully this weekend to see if we can change it somehow, but it's very good clearing, but you got to click on it every 5 minutes, and I don't know, you know, how else to do that easily. If you could somehow input in there maybe to do maybe 10 bodies at a time or something, but when you're sleeping, you're not going to get, you know, up every 5 minutes. But at least do some of those bodies so you feel better. Another thing you could do is just, you know, besides commanding your spirit to stay with you, you may want to do something to where you kind of think what clearing you could do on the website, you know, what free one to do to keep this stuff off of you. Maybe you're being transmitted, you know, with this stuff. So you could do the satellite in the head connector clearing. You know, a lot of people have their own little packages, you know. They've been doing the clearings for so long, they just play with them, and they have maybe, you know, maybe 2 to 4 clearings that they put on a night because they have, you know, maybe multiple computers or something. So they just do that, and they set them up, and they let them run all night, and they get really wonderful sleep, and they're rested at night, and they feel great. I know the oxygen clearing is very good. So, you know, you could do the one that even the one that's free is good if you get rid of that alien oxygen. In fact, I'll do that right now to give you an idea, in case you're a newbie and you haven't tried it. And the sad thing that I see with all the clearings, if it were to be anything sad, is that some people think they do it one time. You know, I do that, you know, like going to the expo. People walk by and they go, "Oh yeah, I've been in the light infusion chamber. I was in it 5 years ago." And you go, "You mean, you know, did you not do anything for 5 years?" You know, it's kind of weird how people talk, but you know, you need to stay on the clearings because they're out there, you know, 24/7 messing with you. So, you know, when you do a barcode clearing, typically a lot of those are put on at your birth, and they may not even know that they're taken off. So, you know, but some of the clearings, they may find out here the barcode that, oh, this person got away, they're free, you know. Slave got released from us, now we got to find him again. But, you know, by all means, you know, just because you do a clearing one time doesn't mean that it's still going to work for you, because it works in that moment. What happens after the next moment, say the next second, it may not be working for you if the aliens come in and reattach to you. If they don't attach to you, then clearing was very successful and voila, it worked. But you need to stay with the clearings. So, you know, that's what people do, is they start working the clearings because they know how their body's feeling. And from there, you know, some people, you know, do their own little muscle testing and stuff. Or they get really, you do the mind a hard drop and talk to your body, and your body says, "Yeah, this is what I need here." And, you know, you could even just put up your clearings maybe on a Word document or something, you know, the present moment, and look at it and you see which one you might need now. So that's what you want to do. You want to keep working with the clearings. And, you know, that includes, you know, the pre-ones there that we put up to help you out. I'll do a sample of the alien oxygen code. And what this is how they're poisoning you with oxygen. They're doing something to the oxygen to poison you. Here we go. So on a count of 10, to release it. So take a deep breath. Check out how the air maybe tastes, the feel, senses. Is it heavy? Is it light? You know? Do you have a hard time taking a deep breath? Something like that. Just kind of note what your condition is. And here we go. I'm going to release it and get rid of whatever's in there, maybe poisoning you, affecting you a certain way. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, and just see how your breathing is. I'm going to do it one more time for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Now, just to go back to the asking or commanding time be stopped while we sleep, I believe that came up also when we were discussing having the energies from the Earth transport clearing come back into us through the light infusion chamber clearing or the special healing. That was when you brought up, and ask for time to be stopped and run those healings all night. But you did mean that we could ask any time before we're going to sleep for time to be stopped while we sleep. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, because it works in the now. So if your now is strong enough and you don't do anything to get taken off of the now, then whatever you put into the now, you know, will be peace energy. So another way of looking at it is when you're in the now, when you do the mind a heart drop, do the be here now clearing, you are in the now, but how long you're going to be in the now, you're not going to know, because somebody may, you know, disrupt you or want to not have you be in the now. But, you know, the stronger you are with your clearings, the more clearings you have, the less reactive you are to duality. Okay, that's the way you need to look at it. You know, how is your duality working? You know, do you see things on TV and react to them all the time? Do you make that your reality? Do you keep, like, pulling the carrot up to see if it's healed or not for growing, you know? You know, if you do a clearing, no, that is done, you know? don't go back and let your mind sabotage you. The aliens will give you that thought. And what if that clearing really worked for me? You know, let's bring up some situations from the past, and they know what they are, and then they'll give you all those situations, and you go, I don't think clearing works. I have all this information coming to me now, you know. Well, it's only because, you know, you need to do it over again because you're being transmitted this stuff, or your friends bring up the situation again. So, you know, once you do a clearing, it's done. Don't look at it. Don't pull back. And don't try to infect yourself with something new. You know, I heard something somewhere, they talked about an airplane crash or something, you know? So that would be my reaction. So I'm not going to go now and go on the Internet and see what the heck happened, because then I'm getting drawn into the drama of you know, millions of people, maybe even billions, who have seen that on the Internet. And they're all attached to whatever you're seeing there physically, okay? So do you want to be on those timelines? You know, and it'll bring up every other accident that you've heard about. That's the way it works. Like attracts like. So, you know, they're going to be playing like on the news. You know, this happened with this plane, and then, oh, we have a similar situation that happened 5 years ago with another plane or planes, you know, and they go back throughout history. And now you're on all those timelines. So, you know, you have a choice here. You know, is it in your neighborhood? Does it relate to you? And if it does relate to you and you feel really sad about it, then now you know you really need to do some clearings for that specific incident that you're being upset about. And it's now in your DNA. You want to clean it out of you. Find out what energetic body is contaminated. Remember, your energetic bodies, if we talk about these, you know, because they're invisible. But if you were to see them, they're, in a sense, going to be like your body, because your body responds to energy, which would be like, just making it really simplistic here. You know, you have energetic, a lot like electrical signals happening throughout your body. And these energetic bodies also have those because they store things. So, you know, these bodies are like the memory in your computer. So that's how it works. But you can't see that. We just talk about these things being like trash cans getting filled up. But, you know, they are storing charges. And the charges now get put back into you again. So you want to not tie into things. Now, if you do tie into them, that's a good sign, because now you know what you need to heal. But if you don't heal it, you're further down the rat hole. You got to find a clearing that's going to work for you. And like I said, if you go see a movie, a show or something, or you see a situation and you're jumping around, covering your eyes, getting angry, getting sad, or whatever, you have that issue. It's stored inside of you. You better get it out. What's that old song? The female artist, probably back in the 60s. I don't know if it's Leslie Gore or something, but sad movies always make me cry. Remember that one? Are you old enough, Anne?
Yes.
Okay.
No, well, my grandmother used to tell me about that one.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I totally remember it.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, that's, you know, why would the person be crying with a sad movie? You know, well, they're dealing with sadness. Hello, you know, the answer's in the question. So everything is, you know, the electrical, in a sense, body energetics, and I don't get into that because it's just another word you use, and that can confuse people. Just think of these bodies as a trash can, and they're storing your stuff. If you want to go into the other thing about energetic bodies and how everything is like a computer, and your body, you know, resonates to different energies, you know, that's why, you know, the cell phones that transmit radio waves through to your cell phone and also through you while your body gets affected. So it's all electromagnetic radiation. So your body picks that up too, and so do these bodies. But it's keeping it really simple. These are like trash cans. They fill up full of your crud. And when they get overfilled and they kind of stink and reek and they spill out all over you, and now you're on the highway to death. So back to you. Just say hell, huh? ACDC, Highway to Hell. That's where you're going. Don't change your ways. You're on your way there, because that's going to take you out.
Okay. So you mentioned the alien oxygen code, and I just want to mention that that's a free healing that's found on Ron's website on the left-hand side. And at the bottom of it, and as it is on, I think, every clearing, or at least almost all of them, is a spirit integration or light infusion. They're sometimes called one of those. And so in addition to doing that oxygen clearing, it's wonderful to do this spirit infusion. And what a lot of people do is keep that running all the time while you're doing other healings. And then as you complete a healing and your next step is spirit infusion or light infusion or spirit integration, whatever it's called, you really don't need to do it because you have it on already. So I think a lot of people find that really helpful, and it's a wonderful healing. And we're getting a lot of suggestions, more suggestions from people about sleeping. Someone said, I always put on the satellite timeline crash for 700 minutes overnight. And someone else said they use the alien attack page at night. And someone else says to use the auric field protection, which comes with the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. And that's, I believe, only a $50 clearing. And if you add $25, they're saying you get the... You can use it forever. And the auric field protection clearing comes free with that. And the nano clearing, they're saying, is very beneficial with all that is out there in the air and put into our bodies through food and water and even what we think are nutrients. So that is a really wonderful clearing. Someone else said they timeline crash using the dream option for sleep. And now, I guess they've done that a lot, and now they don't really have to do them so much anymore. So that's good.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I was just thinking that the person that asked about getting thoughts of a person or whatever, you know, being connected to somebody that they don't want to be connected with or energetic cordings, it may be in your soul family. So see if try one of those soul family clearings. And then also change your psychic billboard. I won't go into what I'm thinking. What I'm thinking is, what if you put on your soap on your psychic billboard? This isn't politically correct, but like, I'm dead. Leave me alone, or something like that. You know, I no longer exist. You know.
I'm invisible. Soul family clearing, one of the options is billboard disconnection. And I think that's very powerful because I feel like then people aren't thinking about me, you know, and they don't, like, notice what I, you know, what I'm doing or what I even look like or anything. I leave that on almost all the time now.
If the person is in your soul family, which more than likely they are, then what you do is you kind of maybe speak out loud, you know, to your soul family, so you want to have a meeting here, you know? And because they are going to be listening to you, I believe, somehow, somewhere, okay? And say, you know, I choose not to do this any longer, okay? Have somebody else, you know, help this person out. So you may try that. I don't know how successful that's going to be, but at least you're speaking your truth, and maybe the soul family members will kind of get a hit on that and leave you alone a little bit and put that on your psychic billboard just to see what happens, just as a test. So I know people listening out there have something that's similar on a challenge, and just see if this works. You know, you're going to know within a week, and you want to keep updating it, you know, maybe daily or every other day. But, you know, like, you know, leave me alone and just see what happens. Because, see, what happens on your soul family, your spirit agrees to do something and against your physical body's free will, okay? Well, that's a little hard to understand at first, how your spirit would sabotage you. Remember, your spirit wants to get out of here. It doesn't know how it can get out of here, but it does sort of think in a way that, because it's trapped here, that, man, I made a mistake, you know? And, you know, we're all working on this thing together here, and we got to get the answer. But your spirit knows everything, but it gets brainwashed. And the soul family does that to it. So all of a sudden, you know, you start running rampant with different things happening to you because your spirit's setting you up. There we go. Get off of my cloud, yeah. Rolling Stone. Great. Hey, you, get off of my cloud.
But, yeah. We can really tell you've been listening to rock music, Ron.
Yeah. I'm an old rock and roller, you know. Middle 60s on, you know. So, yeah, and then I kind of stopped from 1980, approximately. But anyway, so I'm living in the past on that. Anyway.
Okay. Okay, we got another listener wrote in about the satellite timeline crash that we mentioned earlier. When I travel with people, I put the satellite timeline crash on for their name and mine and find our business trips and moods are more harmonious with no incidents and lots of space in front of our car and behind us as well.
Well, that's very good, yeah. So another way of stating that is the aliens are looking at you trying to figure out a way to have duality brought into your lives, okay, which could be confrontation, okay? And so from there, by doing that, you're not getting that information. So that's very good. Because sometimes a really good thing can be too much, too. You know, normally you think about negative things that happen, you know, like I said, in duality. But the other side, you know, maybe you're traveling in the limousine and the person goes, well, you want to have this, you know, drink so-and-so, right? And you're good for one drink and you kind of, yeah, I'll have one drink. So that for you, like, yeah, I'll have one. So the guy pours you or the lady pours you a drink. And then all of a sudden they go, you want another drink? And you go, no, I don't want another drink. Well, now you got a confrontation because they want to have another drink themselves. They don't want to drink alone, okay? And so something too good can also cause a confrontation that way. So when you cut off the aliens coming to you to view you and to view that person, bring up your whole script, and they're finding out what buttons to push on you, when you do that, it could be a lot more peaceful. So you are a choice of what you do. And you know, the website has remedies, and a lot of those free ones are great. You just need to know how to go in and take some time and look at each one of those free ones. You know, you can do the ones that you pay for also, but I'm just talking about the free ones, though. Get each one of those and look at them and kind of memorize it. You give yourself 2 weeks and go and figure out how you can use it. And then all of a sudden, you now become empowered. And, you know, people have cell phones. You can go in there and put it right on your cell phone if you know how to do that. And, you know, have at it. So remember, there are remedies very easily and simple to do, but you need to know how to work the website and those free clearings and things. And that's what I would suggest doing. Give yourself a couple of weeks. Say, yeah, I'm going to check this stuff out. I can put a half an hour into it a day or something and go through each one of them and jot down how I can use this you know, what else I can use with it. Because you may want to, you know, get a couple of them running at once. But back to you.
I remember a while back a listener wrote in that whenever she's expecting company, she puts on the satellite timeline crash before they get to her. And I've been doing that ever since, and I find it's really helpful. The people that come over seem much more, well, that and I do the Be Here Now. And, you know, hopefully, yeah, and so, you know, it really works.
Yeah, and the nice thing is when you know, there are people out there looking for a job and they put on their psychic billboard that they're, you know, very pleasant, they're a good person, they do a lot of work, yeah, the ideal employee, something like that. So when they go in there, the person interviewing them will automatically read that because they're going to be judging you, and they're going to see what's on your psychic billboard, and you may get the job where before you might be a little nervous. They don't want to get a nervous person, but what they read first is what's going to be in that billboard. And then also, what I do when I go to, you know, the expos, I always, maybe, you know, an hour or two or at least sometime during the expo, maybe the same day even, I always go to the room that I'll be speaking in. And I walk into the room, and I first look at the room, the seats. I look to see where I'm going to be in the room talking, standing or sitting. And then I look at the corners of the room, and I'm getting rid of stuff in that room. So now when I go into it, that room is my room. I don't have to worry about going in there because there is some other speaker doing some mumble jumble stuff in there, you know. And now I got to come in there and try to clean it up before I start to talk. You know, I'm doing that automatically. With the presenter maybe before me or even one during the day. But so I always check out my territory where I'm going to be talking. So I can become more efficient and the people can get more out of what I'm talking about. Because those thoughts do hang on into the room. The walls absorb everything. So this may help you out, even at your workplace. So you want to go in and sort of do that, if you can, to clear the space out. Because you all know what it's like when you go into a location and the energy is not very good. And now you have to deal with it and try to ward it off. So back to you.
Okay, great suggestions. Back to our conversation earlier about the aliens and the special forces, a listener has a question. Is it a good time now to run the Earth Protection Clearing, which is another one of your free clearings on the website?
Yeah, that's good to do all the time, yes. And I would say run that maybe once a day if you like. If you can do that, because it will help, the energies here. So, you know, you don't know what's being transmitted here. You know, we talk about, we do the shows like clearing out some of the planets, and we have the, that special clearing, the planet star vortex clearing, whatever it is there, and you can put in stargates and stuff there. But, you know, you do know about that, and they are being used daily, not just, you know, on a certain day or because, you know, something is going on big time, but normally, you know, the moon being full, is an indication of having troubles, you know, when you see a full moon or a new moon or whatever the moon is, you know, I don't really tie into it that much, but it's, you know, you see it up there and it's full brilliance and, you know, that's going to be affecting you. So, you know, if you know about that, then you can ward the stuff off of you. So, yeah, by doing anything that would help yourself and the planet is going to be helping you because they're using you to destroy the planet. I don't know if you people understand that or not. So they're giving you transmissions to think a certain way, to do a certain thing, and all of a sudden that gets done, the planet gets destroyed. You know, it shouldn't be hard for you to connect dots that way. You know, just think of somebody who is making money, you know, driving a bulldozer and tearing up the rainforest, okay? Well, what's his motivation? His motivation is money, you know, because he has a job to do that. But he is not caring about the planet because he's getting paid to do a job. So, you know, there is choice there. But the whole thing is that thoughts that people have are going to be affecting the planet. That's what I'm talking about. So back to you.
Okay. So I'm really happy that came up, Ron, that it would be helpful to run the environmental clearing. Is there something in particular, besides our name, it's a clearing where you put your name in the top, that you'd like us to write in there?
I don't know. You could do one to maybe do something with maybe the time-traveling soldiers that are out there that that they get maybe some energy to work with, possibly. I don't know. There's a lot there.
Well, what about just putting in protect the Earth from aliens?
Yeah, that would work too. Uh-huh.
And then that's just putting out some of the same energy that's, you know, already being worked on by the special forces.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Great.
So whatever you can do would help out, you know. Because what you want to do is bring in more neutrality, okay? You want to get out of the duality and get more neutral energy here.
Good, good.
Because the thoughts that come in to people are not going to be thoughts that are neutral. They're not going to give you a neutral thought. They're going to give you one that's in duality, which will make you respond and react a certain way. So, back to you.
Okay. So, someone has some questions about the healing call that is going to be, once again, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., and it's the Alien Android Hardware Removal Call. I mentioned everything at the beginning, but it's $30. You make a donation to Ron on his website, and then you send Ron your PayPal receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And he sends you back a phone number and a PIN number. And that's, again, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So here's some questions, Ron, someone sent in. Will we be able to request a situation we know about that's malfunctioning to the light being doctors who are working with us?
Are you able to do what again?
Request healing of a situation we know about something that's malfunctioning.
Well, you need to do a clearing to get it released. Is that for tomorrow?
Well, I think they're talking about actually on the call tomorrow.
Yes, you can do that. Yes, you can specify.
You can make requests.
Yes, you can make requests. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so this person says in the past they've been requesting things, and then later you say it. You know, like they said, oh, please clear my leg, and then a few minutes later you're saying it, you know, for the group, let's clear everyone's legs. And then sometimes you'll mention an area and they realize, oh, I needed that worked on too. So I guess they're just saying, you know, even if you don't announce a certain area of the body, we can request a certain area of the body be worked on.
That is correct, yes. Throughout the whole call, you can do that.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
So what I'm doing is this call is a very unique call for me. It's way out of the box. So when the call starts, I get all this stuff, you know, coming toward me that are problems. So I have to sort of navigate what to do. But that does happen because we're all on this call together on the light ship, okay? And we're all talking on the light ship, okay? And so I'm helping people do healings on the light ship. And all of a sudden, like, you know, I might say, well, you know, maybe you're asking about maybe your toe got stubbed or something and it hurts a lot and you think there's a hydraulic hose there that's causing you to have infection because it got broken when you stubbed your toe. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're talking about that on the light ship, and then I'll bring up, we're going to be working on your toes now or something. So, you know, that's what happens. So there's a lot of synchronicity that way. But, you know, just get on the call and, you know, specify what you want. You may have a bruise that you've had for a long time. Maybe you have some kind of, skin rash or pigment change or something or who knows what, you know. And you go, I don't know, I can't get rid of this here. And it could be from that alien hardware malfunctioning. And I can't really say when these things got brought to you. You know, maybe there's a whole other agenda which is brought to you as you incarnate here each time. Maybe there's another complete life cycle for you on timelines where you have all these things hooked up and you know about it. You know, I just don't know. You know, All I know is that we're going out of the box to try to help you out here with it. Very possibly, you know, you could be living a life with these hoses attached to you and you know about it, and electronic circuitry and stuff, like what you see in some of the newer movies, that could be 100% reality, and you could be living that, but it's lead through here. So, and he's got to kind of just go with the flow and know that we're going to help you as much as we can with this situation. And you may start to feel a lot better, or things may sort of balance out or maybe go away that you've been dealing with for your whole life. So back to you.
Okay, and a helpful listener wrote in to remind me to remind everyone that you'll be doing water charging on the call tomorrow. We may have some people that are coming on a call for the first time, Ron. So do you want to tell them what that means and how to prepare for it?
Yeah, you want to get water. I would say probably get, we'll be doing typically copper water, maybe silver water, gold water, skin misting water, possibly mouthwash water, and pain release water. So that's what I would do is get a bunch of water ready and just mark your containers. You could have an extra one in there. Might be doing sleeping water at the end of the call. I don't know. But the calls are in the moment for me. So, what normally happens for most people, at least the ones that I talked to a long, long time ago, and some people now, is they know where I'm going before I mentioned it. So if I say we're going into this room or that room, they're already getting the information a second or two before it comes out of my mouth. But that doesn't really, make a big difference to what's happening, but they kind of know what's going to be happening next. So that's good for some people who wonder what's happening, and people comment about that. They go, yeah, this is pretty real because we're seeing it before Ron even sees what's happening. And that's what happened. That's what I think the light shift has done, where I put that in place so that I would get it after people already have seen it or after they're already in that particular room to credibility to what we're doing here. So back to you.
Okay. I just want to make a couple of more while we're really very close to the end of our call here today. I just want to make an announcement about two more healing calls that are coming up. One is next Saturday, May 28th, also at 10 a.m., also $30. You pay through PayPal, the PayPal donation button, and that is the Shackle Enslavement Removal Call. It will also be at 10 a.m. and also last about 2.5 hours. Then this is very important to put on your calendar, June 27th, which is a Monday, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, is going to be the third of Ron's body organ restoration calls. And I know a lot of people are really looking forward to those, especially to that call. Rather, people have been on it before because it's very, very powerful and helpful. And so, again, that is June 27th, and that call is going to be $50.
Yeah, that'll be after the BBS program, probably maybe a quarter after thereabouts, just to give people some time to adjust.
Right.
So, get a different hat put on here. Anyway, it'll be a great call. So.
Right, right. Okay, so we're very near the end of the show, Ron. It's already a minute after 8. Is there, can you do anything, any clearings, or is there anything we need? Do we have aliens around us? I don't think we cleared out aliens tonight. Are there any?
Always. So here we go. Count to 100. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So you felt your body change a little bit, yawned a lot or something, then that means that they were around you, in you, through you, listening or whatever, and they left. So that's a good thing. And don't get freaked out because you think maybe you had 100 of them inside of you. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, that's life on planet Earth. So they're gone, and be thankful that, you know, they took off. So back to you. Anything else we could do? We got maybe 2 minutes here.
Could we write in, you know, when you mentioned aliens, Ron, in us, could we write into the auric protection clearing to protect us from alien infiltration? Might that help?
Maybe 20%.
Okay.
The reason is because the ones that are coming to you, if the alien race that created your body is messing around with you, they have a backdoor way into you because they have the genetics that they have that they created you with. So they have the backdoor entry. If another race comes to you that, you know, has no access, but they want to come into your auric field, that would be a lot harder for them. So if you're, let's just use this terminology here. Let's just say that you happen to be French, okay? So the aliens that brought the race of French people here, you're going to be dealing with aliens that are French coming into your body all the time that steal your energy because they created you. Where if you are, let's just say Polish. So the Polish group of aliens probably can't unite with the French. But now if your parents were French and Polish, okay, now they got a back door. Now you have two races that can come into you, okay? So that might be another way of looking at how they can come in, and you go, wow, why'd they come into me, you know? Well, they created you. Now, if for some reason, let's just say that, the Filipinos came in, right, and they wanted to knock on your door to come into the back door of you for easy access, and you don't have any of that genetic coding from the Filipinos in you, then they probably cannot come in. But it's being very simplistic here. You know,
Ron, we should probably, will continue this tomorrow evening. There's another radio show, same time, Station 2, but it's sort of time to say good night. We get the extra 5 minutes tonight, but we don't want to push it. And we, of course, all enjoy having the mind to heart drop. So goodbye, everyone. Thanks.
Yep, so let's do this out loud, everybody. So I'll say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. Very simple. If you can make it shorter, I don't know how you would do that, but that's real quick. So we're doing that right now, and I'm going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate mind, energies, the thoughts dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you, blessings, and see you tomorrow on this special call that we're having to eliminate the android alien malfunctioning hardware that's in you, around you, through you, and it may feel wonderful afterwards. So see you later. And the call is going to start at 10 Pacific and should end around, 12:30 approximately. Could go a little bit longer, but we'll see how it works. So bye, everybody. And just send your donation over if you want to get on the call. Pay for it. Give me that link, and then I'll send you over the phone number and passwords. Bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you.